Welcome into our Wednesday morning podcast, our favorite topics from this morning's show. If you missed it, we'd like to just run through our two favorites, one from Chels, one from me.
My shoe just fell off. Okay.
Is that what smells?
What?
Your shoe?
Oh, man. It's been a long morning with you.
It's been a lot of topics this morning. Do you think you have a favorite? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first, and I'll play off of you.
Okay, my favorite topic today was how to keep your bread healthier. How to keep your bread to last longer.
Store it.
I think it's just because I love bread. Even though the carbs, you got to be careful. If you missed it this morning, foodandwine.com had this. Here's how you keep your bread better longer. Freeze your bread. Okay, now I used to do this growing up. You said, Chelsea, your mom used to do the same thing. She'd freeze the bread.
Yes, yes.
Which is good. You can toast it and it keeps it really good for a really long time. Store in paper, never plastic. That might be kind of weird. But again, paper is so much better because storing it in plastic actually encourages mold. Bread boxes are great. Don't store your bread over like the dishwasher, moisture and heat, moldy. And if you can find reusable bread bags, those are good too. So those are the tricks.
Okay.
What's your favorite topic from this morning?
I would like to talk about reusable bread bags that are, what do you call it? Cloth, and you can wash them with your underpants.
No. See, when I was talking about it this morning, I said you can find eco-friendly bags that you can rewash.
With your underpants.
And Chelsea said, who would wash their bread bag
with their underpants?
And I said they'd probably do a separate load.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Nope.
It's still not just sure. The idea of washing.
So that's my favorite topic. Washing your bread bag with your underpants.
That's really your favorite topic?
Yeah.
Of all the things we talked about?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it.
Or the cherries.
Can you quickly explain the cherries?
I never liked cherries because I don't like cherry cough syrup.
Okay, so bye. When you were a little girl, you had cherry cough syrup.
Yeah.
And it destroyed your like of cherries.
Or maybe I never liked cherries. We're not sure.
Because I argue if it had been watermelon cough syrup.
That's true.
You wouldn't
have liked it.
I don't like watermelons.
Reed doesn't like watermelons, so we can't be friends with him.
No, we're a good pair. That's not nice. No, it's good because when you have brand new fashioned, you don't eat the cherry. I eat it, and I don't like watermelon.
Okay, great. Have a great Wacky New Wednesday.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.